I can't believe it's finally here, and just in time for the big night. A little black magic never hurt anyone, right? Hey, Delilah, don't worry about it. I was a bit stressed earlier. Actually, yeah, I think everything will work out just fine tonight. Ryan and I are still on for the big date night. Yep. Sure, I'll be able to make the reception too. At the same time? Oh, don't worry about it. Trust me, I've got it covered. I'll see you later. Okay, let's give this a whirl. Magic cloning powder, single dose. Simply inhale a waft of the fine powder, and your duplicate will manifest instantly. Whoa, it worked. I can't believe it. There are actually two of me. This is so freaking weird. Yeah, I'm in the same boat. So are either of us the real one? What's just the clone? The instructions say both of the clone bodies have all the memories and personalities of the original, with identical physical structure down to the cellular level, and for all legal purposes are both considered both to be the original person until merging together at the end of the cloning term. So we're both the original. I guess so. All right, enough of the small talk. One of us will go on the date with Brian, and the other will meet up with Delilah at the party. That's the plan, right? Yeah, agreed. Do you think we should tell them about the cloning? Well, we're thinking the same thing, right? It's probably best to keep this on the down low. At least for tonight. Right, that's a smart idea. Brian would probably freak out knowing that there was a version of us that was bailing on date night. Delilah probably wouldn't mind, but she can't keep a secret. She would be too excited knowing that we went through with the idea and bought the cloning powder. Yeah, she wouldn't shut up about the time she used it on herself. You know why, right? She totally fucked herself. Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. What a complete narcissist. We all know it happened, and I'm not surprised. She's just her type. Ugh, I know, but it still gives me the creeps. It's Delilah again. Should I answer? Yeah, sure. I'll text Brian and confirm the reservation time. Hey, Delilah, what's up? Wait, canceled? Oh, wow. I hope they're okay. Yeah, no problem. Sure, we can catch up some other time. Uh-oh, what did she say? The party's canceled. Apparently the host had a major falling out. Oh, fuck, that's terrible. Sorry. It's okay, I guess. I'll just plan on hanging around here until you get back from the date with Brian. Well, about that. What is it? Brian just texted. Apparently the date night was scheduled for tomorrow, not today. You're kidding me. Nope. So I just blew $200 on cloning powder for nothing? We just blew $200, yes. Shit, well now what? There are two of us and we don't merge together for a couple hours. Jeez, this sucks. Sorry, I can go to another room if you don't want me around. No, I meant this whole situation. You're cool. I've got nothing against us sticking together. Actually, I'm glad we can hang out. You think I'm cool? You barely know me. Well, I think I know myself pretty darn well at this point. I've been me for over 20 years. Yeah, I guess that's the truth. And it's kind of nice to know that I get along so well with myself. I bet not everyone could say that with confidence. Well, while we're playing ourselves compliments, can I say that I actually really like my laugh? I've never thought I liked it before, but hearing it from you, it's pretty endearing. I was thinking the same thing. That's so sweet. Talk about a little self-love, am I right? Nothing wrong with that. While we're at it, I love the way we've been doing our hair lately. It's super cute. Oh, thank you. Let me say, in all honesty, just between us, our body is rocking. Like, damn, I've seen myself in a mirror a million times, but never from these angles. I've been trying not to be obvious about checking you out. God, same. I'm glad you said something. It's like I've heard that I was sexy from other people, and now I see why. It's a real boost to confidence. I know exactly what you mean, but this is still so weird. I can see why Delilah did it. Did what? You know, how she fucked herself when she used the cloning powder. Oh my god, you did not just say that. What? I don't want to fuck you or anything perverted like that. I can just see exactly how someone who's gay and a little narcissistic like Delilah would relish in that opportunity. You're totally right. She probably fell in love with herself immediately. And for us, it's just like self-empowerment. I'm glad we're on the same page, because it's not like I want to stop now, we're on such a roll. Tell me more things you like about me. Okay, give me a twirl. Oh, you want to take a look at our ass? Not just a look. Hey! Oh my god, stop! Look, I've never slapped my own ass before, can you blame me? If you want me to stop, I will, but I know how you think. We're just too curious to pass this up. I'm the worst, but you're not wrong. How is it? You can feel more. Don't be shy. Honest to God, it's just superb. All the time at the gym has been paying off. Okay, my turn. Spin around. Damn, you weren't kidding. Would you mind if I... Oh, never mind. No, go ahead and ask. I'm wondering the same thing. I just want to hear you say it. Okay, fine, but I promise this isn't sexual or anything like that, but can I feel your tits? I mean, my tits. Oh my god, I'm blushing. This is your body too, and like, who would ever have this chance again, right? Go ahead. Are you sure? I'm begging you. Yes, please give this a try. Here, we'll take your hand and put it on my chest like this. How is it? This is so surreal. I feel amazing. Like, from this perspective, it's a whole new experience. My body feels so perfect. Okay, just to repeat, this is not sexual, right? Because, no, definitely not. I consider this research, you know? A once-in-a-lifetime experience until we can afford another dash of cloning powder. And we're one person, just two bodies. I think it's perfectly fine to feel my own body out of curiosity. Come on, give it a try. Oh, you aren't kidding. I do feel, wow. Is there anything else you want to try? Are you asking because it's already crossed your mind? Here, come sit down. It's something we've always been curious about, right? I mean, everyone wonders about it in their own way. If we're on the same wavelength, then you're curious about what it's like to kiss yourself. Yeah, but gosh, this is so hard to wrap my head around. I would never have dreamed about it other than purely as a hypothetical. I never thought I'd be here with you, with myself, and be able to test it out. Well, if it makes you feel any better, I feel the same weird confusion. So do we do it? In a completely non-sexual way, of course. Yeah, I want to, just as a test. Me too. I think it would be a good idea. I'm, like, nervous, though. We're straight. Neither of us have ever kissed a girl before. I don't think this counts like that. I'm you. It's like kissing your hand or your reflection in a mirror, and it's not like we're getting turned on by it, you know? It's just to see what it feels like. We make a good point. Okay, so I'll lean in like this. And I can, lean in like this. Huh, okay then. Yeah, okay, not bad at all. Our lips are pretty soft. Mm-hmm. Not too much, okay? Right, totally. It's just so fascinating to experience kissing myself. You know? Trust me, I'm on the same page. So let the record show that this cloning has been a major success. Yes, I agree 100%. From a very empirical standpoint, I think it's fair to say that I'd consider myself quite a catch. A damn fine catch at that. Good attitude, great body. I quite like having another me around. We are pretty special, aren't we? And that kissing wasn't nearly as terrible as I thought it would be. Whoa, now, you thought it would be terrible? Oh no, I didn't mean it like that. I just meant that we didn't really kiss like the way we normally do. Just a little peck. It's fine. I liked it a lot. It was just different. different than what? How we normally kiss, you know? Like, making out, we didn't even use tongue. I mean, you do have a point. Look, I don't want to push this past any risky boundaries, okay? But I do kind of want to feel what that's like. What do you mean? I want to feel what it's like to actually get kissed by me, not just a peck on the lips. A real kiss. The way we like to be kissed. Oh, I'm sorry if that's weird. It's not too weird. I think I understand. If you want, you can imagine me as somebody else, like Ryan. Just picture that in your head, and I'll picture you as someone else too, so it's not like totally lesbian or anything. I don't mind thinking of you as you. I mean, as me. I don't mind it either. I was just trying to make it less weird. I hear you. But I can be honest about this with myself. We're both very pretty. We're sweet. We have really soft lips. We got a good sense of humor. We both rock a few serious hot bods. I get it. Truly, I shouldn't be ashamed of making out with someone like you. Like me. You should probably stop flirting with yourself if this is actually going to happen. Come here. Oh, fuck, this is hot. Wow, that was pretty, pretty amazing, right? That might have been the best kiss I've ever had. I was thinking the same thing. So, this is still completely non-sexual, right? Yeah, completely non-sexual. Okay, maybe a little sexual. I'm into it. You're copping a feel there, aren't you? What? Can you blame me? I'm getting really turned on. Me too. Does this count as cheating? I don't think so. Do you think it's like incest? Well, we're not related, so I don't wonder if this makes us a little gay though. Why? I'm you, not some other chick. I can tell how hard we're trying just to make this seem normal. Gosh, I have the sexiest smile, don't I? Get up here, on top of me.
Yeah, you want my body right here? You want me to press my body against yours? You want to feel every identical inch of me?
That's perfect. You're perfect. Is anything off limits to you?
No, I don't think so. Why?
Because I really want to take your pants off.
Is this okay?
I think so. I want it. Oh my god, this is surreal.
Why?
I just had a moment of reflection. I'm hooking up with me. But you want this, don't you? You want me to touch you down here like this?
Oh yes.
This is sexier than even my wildest dreams. I love being this close to you.
to myself. I love pressing my body up against my own body. I love being able to watch my own face react when I touch you like this. I love feeling my fingers inside you, inside myself. And I love feeling your tongue on my tongue when I kiss myself. You like that? Yes, I want to see myself come. I want to make myself come. Hello? Baby? Clone? Where the fuck did she go? Oh my god, I wonder if... The clone lasts for up to 4 uninterrupted hours, but has a risk of dispersing upon moments of intense emotion, including but not limited to extreme pain, extreme intoxication, or orgasms. Well, fuck, she's gone just like that? I guess it's probably for the best, but shit. I can't believe we did that. I can't believe I did that to myself. I need to find another $200 stat. She's gonna come back real soon.